coming up on 5 Minutes.
We definitely need a lot more people who are in the LGBT community as well to say, I'm a scientist too.
Online, on mobile, and on a podcast. This is 5 Minutes.
Welcome back to 5 Minutes, the podcast series where we speak to the most interesting people in the world of malaria. Since the New York Times published a story detailing allegations of sexual harassment against Harvey Weinstein in October of last year, there has been a surge in the support for feminism and the fight for equality. There have been huge societal shifts, with the Me Too movement demanding female empowerment, not only in Hollywood on the big screen, but across a variety of careers. Such is true with STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Joining me today are two female malaria researchers, Elena Gomez-Diaz in Spain and Joanne Power in Scotland. They've created a website called Women in Malaria. It acts as a communications platform for women working in malaria research. Live from Scotland and Spain, they join me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What was the inspiration behind making the site?
Well, I think that in our case, the inspiration was about the feminist movement and that very radical idea that women deserve equal rights and opportunities than men. So in the case of science, studies show that very low presence of women scientists in the media, the scientific meetings, evaluation committees, and many other events that are related to science communications. And these numbers are there, and they are very far from equity. So our aim is to contribute to reduce this gender bias and to make disappear these barriers that keep women in science from the career success.
Let's say that I'm a female researcher working in malaria. How can your website help me?
Yeah, I guess we're just starting it. So when Elena kind of contacted me initially to help with starting it up, I used a kind of a template from another woman in parasitology, Elise English, thinking of Elena, who works in Scott Linder's lab, and she started a Women and Minorities in Parasitology webpage, and I kind of thought, okay, I'll use the same format. So obviously there will be a page with all of the women who work in malaria. There's a page on who to follow, so I've stuck in all of the Twitter handles of, at the moment, it's about 40 women who work in malaria, students up to PIs. And then the first page, it's stuff that I would have, on the homepage, that I would have liked to have had when I was starting off in plasmodium research. So I was like, okay, the homepage is going to be just some general resources like PlasmaGem, PlasmaDB, where you can go in and look at what's available, the resources for any student or person working in plasmodium. Or malaria in general, whether it's falciparum or a rodent model like I worked on.
Well, why is there gender inequality in malaria?
Well, I think that although it's not only malaria, it's in different fields in STEM. Science has been built by men, and the structures are designed by men. And then when you have to think about somebody, men think about men.
Yeah, I think the same malaria in... I think is not quite as bad because it's a biological science. As you know, other areas are worse in physics and mathematics. I think women are even more underrepresented, but it still needs, there's still a lot of change to be made.
I wonder what your response would be to the argument that by promoting a female-only platform, you're excluding male researchers, ironically leading to inequality.
Yeah, that's something I worried about as well with when started with Science Girl and focusing on women in STEM at first, but it is open it's open for everybody. It's just kind of to show more women's faces in malaria research, not to discriminate against anyone who is male or non-binary, because I know we definitely need not a lot more people who are, you know, are in the LGBT community as well to say, I'm a scientist too. And, you know, anyone can be a scientist, no matter who they are, no matter if they're, you know, of color, whether they're female, male, non-binary, anything. Like, it doesn't matter. You are always welcome to use the resources. I don't want it to come across like that. I would rather just put women's faces out there. Look, we're scientists too. We're only a part.
Elena and Joanne, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, there we go. That was Elena and Joanne from Spain and Scotland on 5 Minutes. If you'd like to check out their website, go to womeninmalaria.weebly.com.
This is 5 Minutes.